Let's make a start on the Vlamet Zion with Aleph, as mentioned. A slightly shortened share. I do have to leave a little bit early. We are on the fifth wide line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hanu Biryoini. I'm not sure of a polite translation of the word biryani. I'm not sure how Art Scroll translates it, but biryani is basically hooligans. Now, is that how
yeah,
they translate
same.
it?
Yeah, that's how they translate it.
Okay, so not very pleasant. Hanu biryani dahava b'shivuvuse de Reb Zeira. They lived in the same neighborhood as Reb Zeira. We just quoted Reb Zeira in the line before, so we're telling you now something else about Reb Zeira. The Reb Zeira, they have a makariv lahu. Reb Zeira was makariv them. Even though they were not exactly the most pleasant people around, but he tried to be makariv them. Ki heicha denahadra lahu b'tiyuvta. In order to return them to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. They have a kopti rabbonon, and the rabbonon were upset. If I understood correctly, the rabbonon were upset with Reb Zeira. Why are you being makar of these people when they're hooligans? Ki noch nafshe de Reb Zeira. When Reb Zeira eventually passed away, Omri, they said as follows: Ad ha'idna, until today, have a charika kotin shakye. What does that mean? Charika Kotin Shakye. So Rabbi Yosef will tell us the exact translation. That was Reb Zeira's nickname, as it were.
The short one with singed legs.
The short one with singed legs. Now, the reason why he had singed legs, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Reb Zeira Gutzahava, he was short. The Nechraku Shukov, and his legs got burned. Alidei Maisa, the Bodik Nafshe Betanure Shagire. He once had to check with an oven. Kids say had a whole accident, as it were, with an oven. So his nickname, as it were, was the short one with singed legs. That was Reb Zeira's nickname. So when he passed away, they said, Ad ho'idna, until now, have a charika kotin shakye, this short one with singed legs, to have a boy alone, rachami. He used to daven for us, these hooligans. Reb Zeira was very caring to them and very makar of them. And they recognized it and they said, oh, Reb Zeira always used to daven for us. But hashta man boy alon rachami. But they said, hey, Gaval, the Rebbe is now dead. He's passed away. Who's going to daven for us now? Who's going to daven for us? And they were so moved. Hir haru b'libayu v'avdu tshuva. So they had thoughts of tshuva. So moved that their Rebbe had departed, and as a result, they were chayzer b'tshuva. Yes.
Rebbe, can I make a quick point? I just want to point that I think what they're saying is that the hooligans used to call him by that nickname. That was not his general nickname. He was a mechubad guy. They would call him the short one with the, and then therefore he's praying for us.
Gosh, I think the Gemara in Bava Metzia says everybody would call him that. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pehei, says because of that story, that was his general name, I think.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But either way, it's a tremendous chizuk, this story. The Reb Zeira was makar of them, even though other people were upset with him for doing so, and eventually they were chayzer b'tshuva. He didn't even see the results of his work, which is also a very big chizuk. Sometimes we invest efforts in ruchnius, for that matter, gashmius as well. But sometimes we invest efforts in ruchnius and we don't immediately or sometimes ever see the results, which can be very disheartening. And here we have a classic case in point. Reb Zeira invested efforts in these biryoni. Not only did he not see results, he got mocked or he was upset that other rabbonim were upset with him for it. And he passed away never having seen the results of all his hard work. But lemaisa, it was a direct result of his hard work. But after he passed away, they were all chayzer b'tshuva. Okay, says the Gemara finally before the Mishnah, Shalosh Shurois. Remember, we have three rows of 23 Talmidei Chachamim waiting in the wings. They Omar Abaya, Shma Mino. So we see, remember when it said that when one had to move up, he didn't just sit in the place of the one that had been vacated. Remember we said that everybody gets moved up one seat. So Shma Mino Ki Naidi, when one moves, then Kulu Naidi. They all have to move. They all have to move. So imagine if you are, for example, in the first seat in row number two. So you've got the best seat, but it's row number two. Now, when you get bumped up, where will you find yourself? You'll find yourself in row number one, but now in seat number 23. Is that better for him or worse? Says the Gemara, the Lema Lohu, why doesn't he say to them, excuse me, it's unfair? Adho Idna, until now, have a Yosivna, I was sitting, Beresha, I was sitting at the top, seat number one. And Hashta, now, Moisvituli, Bedanvi, now you're putting me, Danvi is that the word, Zonov, in the tail, now I'm right at the bottom. In other words, what's better, B1 or A23? Says the Gemara, Omra Abaya, the Omri Lehochi, what we will tell him is, it's a quote from the famous Mishnah in Ovois, have a zonov la'aroyos, it's better to be the tail of the lion, va'altihi roish l'shualim, rather than to be the head of the fox. So indeed, A23 is more prestigious than B1. So even though you're now not sitting at the top of the row, to the contrary, you're at the bottom of the row, but to be at the bottom of row A is better than to be at the top of row B. Okay, with that, we move on swiftly. Like I said, I have to finish early today, so let's make a start to this mission. Ketzad ma'aymin esho'edim. Now, this is a new shiloh. Ma'aymin esho'edim. Ma'aymin esho'edim means we would try and scare the edim. We're talking about dini nefoshes. And we want to now put them off from any temptation of giving edus sheker. So how do we do that? Ketzad ma'aymin esho'edim. So, al eide nefoshes. Obviously, in the case of eide nefoshes, it's much more serious. We don't want chas v'shalom anybody to give false testimony or mistaken testimony, which could chas v'shalom result in somebody being killed. Says the Mishnah, al eide nefoshes, hoyu machnisin oison. They would bring them into a room, uma'aymin olehem, and they would scare them. What would they say to them? Shema toimru mu'umad. So Rashi just says mu'umad, the Gemara mafarish. But at least for the moment, let's just translate. What does it mean mu'umad? Mu'umad, oimed, not with an ayin, with an aleph, means an estimation. So in other words, what we're trying to fear, instill a fear in them, we're saying to them, is this accurate or is just an estimation? You just think that basically, sort of, type of, yeah, this is pachas ayesa what we saw. So that's what we remind them. It's got to be 1,000% accurate, number one. Number two, umishmua. Maybe your edus is actually not something that you saw, it's just something that you heard. An aide, obviously, is not allowed to testify unless he personally saw it, but not something that he heard from somebody else. Number three, they said to him, maybe it's an aid mipi aid, which is similar to a shmur. A shmur is just a rumor. An aid mipi aid means there was actually somebody who witnessed the story, but it wasn't you. You were a witness who heard it from a witness. That also does not qualify. You have to have seen the event yourself. So again, we tried to scare him. Are you sure you actually saw it yourself? It was definitely you. You weren't told about this story from another witness. Maybe you're convincing yourself, yeah, but I heard it from a very believable person, very trustworthy person. Doesn't help. It'll be puzzle. Shemo, maybe we continue scaring them. Maybe you don't realize. Shemo iatem yoidim, maybe you don't know. Shesseifenu livdoik eschem bedrisha v'chakira. Maybe you don't realize that there's going to be a whole investigation. Are you sure you still want to testify? There's going to be a very rigid examination coming up. Are you aware of this? Are you prepared for this? There's going to be a serious grilling. Havu Yodin, you should know. Again, this is all part of the Iyum, the fear that we're trying to instill into the Eidim. Havu Yodin, you should know. Shaloi kedine mamonois dine nefoshais. Don't think that this is a lightweight matter, quote unquote, like dine mamonois. So we mustn't make a mistake. Obviously, dine mamonois is also very serious. Every halacha in the Torah is very serious, but at the end of the day, dine mamonois, as we've already seen countless times, is not treated the same as dine nefoshis. And we now impress that on the Eidim. And we say to him, have a Eidim, you should know, shaloi kedine mamonois dine nefoshis. It's not the same. Why? Realize the consequences of your action. Dine mamonois. Dine mamonos, Adam noisein mamoin, umischaper alai. In the case of mamonos, if a mistake was made, it can always be retracted. It can be given back and then you have a kapara. I'm terribly sorry for all the aggravation. I made a mistake. I made you pay out the money. Fine, I'll pay you back or I'll retrieve the money. It can always be retracted. However, Dine nefashais, domoi, his blood, and not just his blood, v'dam zre'oisav, tluyin boy. The blood of the person whom you caused to be killed and his children will all be your blame.
Is the fear they're instilling based upon that we want to find him innocent?
Correct. As we've seen, we'll do absolutely everything we can to try and make it for innocent. So do you realize that there's no margin for error over here? In the case of Dine Mamonos, we also hope and we want you not to make a mistake. But if you do make a mistake, okay, it's always retractable. The money can be paid back. But once somebody is put to death, that's it. There's no Tchias HaMesim now. So therefore, his blood and the blood of his descendants, it's all on you. Tluyin boy, it's all going to be dependent on you. Ad Sof HaOlam, forevermore. How do I know? Shekein Motzino B'Kayin. Right back to the very first day of the Bria, we find with regard to Kayin, Shahorages Ochiv, he killed his brother, and what does it say about him? Shenema demei, in the plural, ochicha tsoyakim. Doesn't say the blood. Einoi oime dam achicha, ela demei achicha, which means domoi vedam zaroisov. It says blood in the plural, bloods. When Cain killed Hevel, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that the bloods of your brother, meaning his blood, his descendants' blood, it's all on your head. Dovar Acher. There is actually another translation of that word. Dmei Achicha, why is it in the plural? Shayodomoi Mushlach. Because his blood was scattered. Al Ho'etzim v'al Ho'avonim. So that's why it was no longer collected in one place in his body, but rather it had squirted all over. So that's why it was demei in the plural. Look at Rashi on the first very wide line. Ma'aymin, we interrogate them, we make them scared, we intimidate them. Shelo yo'idu edu sheker, so that they shouldn't chas v'shalom give false testimony. Mu'umad, the Gemara Mefarish. Dine Mamonos, im heyed sheker. In the case of Mamonos, even if there was sheker and there was a mistake made, okay, you can always do tshuva for that. Noisen Mamon lezeh shenifsad al yodoy. You can always return the money to the one who got damaged through you. Umachzir eloy, umischaper, the money is returned and you get a kapora. I'm terribly sorry for the aggravation. I'm sorry, I gave false testimony. Here's the money back. Okay, you can retract it, but not in the case of Dine Nefoshes. Back into the Mishnah. Lefichach. This is now again part of the drasha. Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. That's why mankind was created as an individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create, as it were, a population. Created Adam HaRishon, which means that at the beginning of Bria, Adam HaRishon was, in fact, the entire humanity. So everybody understands, if somebody would have killed Adam HaRishon, that literally would be killing off all of humanity. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon as an individual is to teach us exactly that lesson. Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. That's why a person was created as an individual, meaning mankind, Adam HaRishon. Lelamedcha, to teach us, shekol hama'abed nefesh achas miYisrael. This is all the drasha we're giving the Edom. You must know that whoever kills out one nefesh from Klal Yisrael, Male olav hakosov, the pasuk considers it ki'ilu oyved oylam mole. It's as if you wiped out an entire world. This is all part of the intimidation. If you cause somebody a financial loss, that's rescindable. You could retract that. But learn from the fact that Adam HaRishon was created as an individual. If you would kill out Adam, you've killed out an entire world. You should realize that if you cause a mistake with your Eidos, so too you're doing the same. If you cause him to be killed, it's like killing out a whole world on the one hand. And on the other hand, there is a positive side to this as well. V'chol hamakayim nafesh achas miYisrael. But if you support, if you sustain, if you save one nefesh from Yisrael, then to the contrary, Male olav hakosov, then the pasuk considers you ki'ilu ki'em oylam mole. It's if you've saved the whole world. So it's two sides of the coin. If you kill off somebody, it's like you've killed off a world. If you save somebody, it's like you saved the whole world. Look at Rashi on the second wide line. Lefichach nivra adam yechidi, kol ze oym elohem. All of this, says Rashi, is part of what we say to the Edom. That what? We tell them, Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. It is for this reason that mankind, Adam, was created as an individual, laharoischa, to teach you, Shemei Adam echad nivra miluei shel olam. From one individual, a whole world was created. So you see, one person can literally represent a whole world. Larry, yeah.
I think that's why the punishment for the Nachash was so severe. It took his legs, and because he didn't just cause a problem to Adam and Chava. By causing a problem with Adam, he created a problem for the rest of eternity for this exact reason.
Yeah. Now, the Mishnah does continue. Let's just do maybe one or two more lines and I have to end. Umipnei shalom abriyos. There is actually another reason why Adam HaRishon is created as an individual. It creates shalom between mankind. Why? Shelo yoyma Adam lachaveira, that nobody can tell his friend, oh, I've got more illustrious lineage than you. Abba godoil me'avicha, my father is greater than yours. No, we all come from the same father. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created mankind more than one person, so then there could be bickering. Oh, I come from this one, you come from that one, I'm greater. We all come from Adam HaRishon. Okay, I have to hold it over here. You'll excuse me. As mentioned, I have a bris to go to. So we'll press pause over here. Mitz Hashem, we will learn next week on Sunday and also on Monday, Mitz Hashem, on Erev Tisha B'Av. There's also a parasha share tonight for those who are interested. Tisha B'Av related, obviously. And we should just hear Besuras Davis, Mitz Hashem.